I think China is much more open towards the outside world now than what was the case 35 years ago. I think there is more interaction in terms of online activities, in terms of reading, in terms of understanding what is going on elsewhere. There is a deep uncertainty about how the outside world views China and view the Chinese, which I think has a lot to do with the way history is taught in China itself. The sense that China went through a 100-year period of humiliation by Western powers from the mid-19th century and up to the mid-20th century is still something that lingers with Chinese students because of the way history is presented. That out of that period of humiliation came a Western, a Japanese view of China and the Chinese that emphasized Chinese weakness, that emphasized Chinese inability to create a successful state and a successful economy. Now that China has succeeded, at least in economic terms, although maybe less so in political and social terms, there is the fear that these kinds of achievements are not being taken seriously by the rest of the world. And this is something that's being actively stimulated by the Communist Party regime within China itself. And it contributes to a sensitivity in a nationalist sense that often go well beyond what you see in many other countries in the world. I don't think Chinese nationalism in and by itself is anything to be worried about for the rest of the world. But I do think it is a significant problem for the regime, because if one wants to move even slowly towards a form of more democratic and more open regime, one of the most dangerous things that could happen internally is that various kinds of oppositions, people are disenchanted with the regime, could use the nationalist card themselves in order to get further power and further influence. So I think in overall terms, if you look back at the last 35 years, you see people who are infinitely richer, infinitely freer, that's reflected in their view of themselves, but are still very uncertain about how they are viewed by the outside world and what China's future role is going to be in that regard.